Brikar is a musician, an educator, an entertainer, a writer, a free spirit, an organiser, and an all-around wonderful, wonderful person. Bri, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donal. How are you?
I'm grand. Now, I used to know you when your name was Bri Jean. Mm-hmm. So the question is, why name yourself after a piece of cheese?
Well, I was expecting that question from you, Donal, to be honest. And I was Bri Jean, spelt the Irish way, B-R-I-G-H-D-I, father N. My mum's from Arne. And when I went to, I got a music scholarship to America and I got called Brigadine. And everywhere I went, I got called different variations, like those videos that you see now of how they can't pronounce Irish names.
See, Obhan. So,
Charlie McGettigan was the guy who said to me, well, shorten it to Bri. It means strength and I liked it. Mm-hmm. So shortened it to Bri. And my very first interview that I had on radio, when they rang up, they said, is that Bri? So I don't know what I'd have to call myself.
You left teaching to one side to concentrate on music and entertainment. That was some time ago. The way things are looking, music is still very much to the absolute front focus of your life at present.
Well, I think that I've got a really good balance going at the moment because I'm quite happy that I did take a career break from my school, Lurgybrac, 10 years ago now, and took 4 years to write the music programme for the schools. And I've gone back job sharing because I did miss it. So I've got a good balance from 1 week I have teaching and seeing the children and doing what I was trained to do. Mm. And then the other week I'm free to write and go to studio or go to different schools and try out all the madcap ideas and try them out. So,
but more and more recently, as well as doing the programmes and that, you're also bringing out your own album Full Circle and more and more performing in your own right with the Wild Atlantic Women as well.
Yeah.
And very much forging that music career that's been, I think, it's been inevitable that you would.
Well, I think other people thought that, but I didn't really think it. I suppose I got caught up in the whole educational side of things, and I was always writing. There was a lovely article done recently by Elaine McCulloch, and it was all about, she really, really dug deep to see where did all these songs come from, and it turns out I have an old blue book that from when I was 16, 17, started writing songs, and the songs you would know, your own kids were in Blue Ribbon Arts. They were, and I used to write songs for the kids and write songs for other people. But my producer, when I wrote the Happy Harmony for the Wild Atlantic Wains, and my producer in Bundoran, Jim Corbett, said to me one day, right, he said, enough for now of writing for other people. It's time you sang some of your own stuff. And I said, oh, I'm not a singer. I'm a writer. And that was actually my mindset all through the years. I'm not a singer. I'm a writer for other people. So then I decided, well, sure, I'm old enough now, it doesn't matter whether I'm a singer or I'm not. It's now or never. And the turning point for me was I was sitting at home at the piano, and my two children were sitting behind me doing their own thing or whatever, and I was singing the songs from the Blue Book, and they were unconsciously or whatever, maybe manipulated, whatever, they were singing along with me. And I thought to myself, what was in my head, what Jim had said, and I thought, right, when I'm gone and the book's still there, nobody will know how these songs go. So I went up and we started to put some songs down, and I've one album out and it's online at the moment, and I've been very, very lucky with Highland and other stations playing the songs. And I've had a real good champion in two champions in Colm Ferriter and in Aidan Murphy as well. So they play a lot of the material. I didn't think people would like it because it's very, you know, it's very alter ego me. It's very mellow, and it all means something, and people get different meanings out of the songs, and that was sort of evident with, even I put a little thing on Facebook for people to pick which song they want me to sing today, and either all the songs are terrible and people are just saying it to make me feel good, or there's no standout song. Everybody's picking different songs.
But I think on an album like that, everyone finds their own favourite. Everyone, particularly when, as you say, the songs are songs that are mellow, that have a message, that speak to, say, every song is going to speak to somebody. It's going to touch someone. It's going to touch memory in somebody. I mean, the song you're going to do for us now in a moment, your new single, Where I Went to School, there's going to be things in that that will touch everybody in a different way. It may spark really good memories. It may spark less good memories.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know, know, a song like that. So, I mean, an individual song is going to touch a person. Someone said once that a song is something that you create and you control, but as soon as you put it out there into the ether, that's it. You have lost control.
This is
because
true.
The song will then mean different things to different people, and you just have to go with the flow after that, because you almost have lost the right to define what that song means.
That seems to be true. Even the songs that have been played on radio, people are getting different messages and different, you know, sort of theories of where the song came from. And even this one where we went to school, the ultimate irony is I didn't go to school there.
Right.
So.
But I'm sure there are people there who did, and they will say that you have summed up that school perfectly in a way that only someone who was at that school for 6 years could do.
Well, what people have been saying to me, that it doesn't matter where they went to school, there's ideas and memories that are evoked, that are evocative of any school that you've gone to. I went to the girls' school here in Letterkenny, and the school that this is written about is a little school called Afford School on Arnmore Island, and the centenary was on 2 years ago now, and we were in, and it was a great weekend, and still really fond memories of it, and I happened to find in the roll book my two aunties' names on the roll book, and it just, you know, brought it back to me. Oh my God, they went there and they walked there and they were part of that past. And I know the children that are there at the moment, and my own daughter Kayla is friendly with the children there, and it would be very bad of me not to say hello to Sian, especially because that's my boyfriend and he goes to Afford School.
Excellent.
As well. He's lovely.
Well, I know Arnmore is almost your spiritual home now, but we're going to get back to Arnmore in a moment. But first of all, I'll tell you what we're going to do. It seems to me the only person that ever doubted you were a singer was you. So let's prove yourself wrong to yourself by having you sing. This is Bree Carr and Where We Went to School.
Thank you.
Whitewashed walls and gable ends, looking over Lebrana strands. Many memories, long lost friends come to share their past. Years of yore and yesterdays shape our lives in endless ways. We remember and we give praise and proudly raise our toast to the children we once knew. Every family passed through the echoes in the hall, their footsteps big and small, their voices, their faces we recall. Where we went to school, whiteboard gadgets mark the spot we once learned. With board and chalk, there's a playground where we used to walk and while away the hours. We learned to write and read our books, hung our copy up on the hooks. We knew every crack and crook, and the world was ours. Children we once knew. Every family passing through, their echoes in the hall, their footsteps big and small, their voices, their faces we recall. Where we went to school, the surf that rides the tide, the smell of turf in the evening time, the old home place I left behind, I hold forever dear. The little school beneath the brae, the sandy dunes where we used to play, the fishing boats out on Afford Bay, I see them through my tears. Children we once knew, every family passing through, faces we recall, where we went to school.
Now, see, to me, that song is written about St. Declan's School in Waterford. Now, okay, we didn't have the turf and the fishing boats and the swell and the brae, and it wasn't so much whitewashed, but it's a universal truth. And that's the wonderful thing about a song like that, that it speaks to everybody and it does evoke those memories of school, good, bad, the whole gamut of emotions. And even though we all went to completely different schools, I think it does speak to that part that's in all of us. And I think that's something that you nailed from a very, very early stage, right back in the Blue Ribbon days, is you have that ability to sort of tap into those universal truths, to tap into those things that's going to resonate with everybody. And so and that's why your songs are so good.
Thank you so much. It's really kind of you to say that. But you're right that every time I sing that, when I start singing it, I think of when I wrote it and I was sitting down and looking up at the wee school, and that's what I see in my mind. But when I'm singing it and I get to the chorus, I remember the friends that were with me in my own school here. And then as I'm going through and I'm talking about whiteboards and that, I see my own kids in Largie Brack. So
yeah, that's it. And you'll have different things running through your head. I mean, mm-hmm. I was on the board of management in Scoil Oregon Small for a while as a parents rep. And, you know, I was on the board, and I mean, a song like that evokes that. It evokes all sorts of different memories.